And just to sit across from you and have those, relive those moments of fun, excellence, working hard, dreaming big, because we were dreaming moments before we were even, who sit up at 19, 20, 21, dreaming of stuff we wanted to do, and now here we are doing it, you know. But you are my brother. Let me apologize to you if I hurt you, that we haven't been together. And God is good to bring us back together. All right? I know, man. It hurt me too. Come here, man.
Wow, that clip you just heard, it includes Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas. And those were former rivals in the NBA, former athletes. Back in their heyday, they were battling for the same thing, a championship. And they had to go through each other's team to achieve that goal. And it got to the point where one person sabotaged the relationship over the obsession of winning. And it cost a big, big disconnect. And here they are almost 40 years later, and they're getting together and burying the hatchet, man, letting bygones be bygones, man. It's very emotional, and it's something that I can relate with. It's something that it hits me deep, because I think that's something that many of us, as we get older in life, we want to correct as many wrongs or try to mend fences, and trying to just be part of being in a better place is acknowledging the wrongs and recreating, not recreating, but just extending an olive branch to people. And I think that was the case in point. And it's something that's where I'm at in life, which is good. You know, I'm able to reconnect. But the one thing that you realize when you're trying to go through this phase and this process is that not everyone is welcoming. Not everyone is wanting that closure. Not everyone wants to keep that connection going or wants to rekindle it. And you have to live with that. And you have to, and that's one of the things I always tell people. I always tell people when they talk about wanting closure, when they want somebody to give them the answers that they're looking for, I always say, you're not going to get them. You're not going to get them. Not every time. You can't expect to, because some people just walk away. People just don't care enough to want to have an answer or have proper closure. And some people don't even know how to have it. You know, it's just one of those things that you have to be knowledgeable and understanding that not everyone is wanting that happy ending. Well, they don't give a flying fuck. They move on. They have bigger and better things to do than to worry about the past, worry about whatever things, relationships you share with them. And I'll be the first one to say that I have a few out there that I wish we could be in good terms, in great terms, and be speaking, but it's not. And it's not something that I can control, because at the end, any relationship, I've always say this, whether it's dating, whether it's friendships, whether it's family, it's a two-way street. It's a two-way effort. And if you don't have that two-way effort going, it doesn't matter how much you try. It's never going to work if it's not mutual. And I think that's where seeing that clip, it just puts me in a place, wow, it's really nice to see that, because you know, not many of us get that proper send off when it comes to us looking for answers or looking for closures and letting know, you know what, my bad, my apologies, man, we did wrong, or you know, we want to just be better. I don't understand the differences, but you know, it's something that obviously I don't want to continue with that. I think you appreciate each other whenever you reach this stage in life. I remember a friend of mine having that talk with me, and he was telling me the one thing about it at this stage is that you realize that you've made it through the trenches. So as you get older and you still see people from your past or that you had a history with, they're still around. It's like, hey, man, we made it. Like, we've made it. It's like a fucking the ending episode of Lost, right? I mean, everyone just meets in that final room. It's like that. That's how it feels like some guys are, or people, that where we're like, wow, well, we made it this far. We're in our 40s. Look, we're in our 50s, man. Look, we're in our 60s. Like, why are we still holding those grudges? You know, why? But some people operate better that way. And I revert back to mentioning athletes. Michael Jordan, he's the kind of guy. I mean, his Hall of Fame speech he was just very, you know, childish, like fuck everybody, pretty much. I liked it, but not everyone else liked it. You know, there's people like Larry Bird, just hold grudges, man. It's just the way some people are built that way, where they, you know, when it comes to going back to Larry Bird, I remember him saying he's never gonna forgive Bill Laimbeer. He's another basketball player he went up against, and Bill Laimbeer was a fucking menace, cheap shot artist. I mean, he just loved getting under your skin, and he did it. He did whatever it took to do that. And if it cost him a few friendships and a few connections, so be it. And that's what I go back to, is that people sacrifice those connections and those relationships for selfish reasons. But then later on, they realize, they go back and say, oh, man, you know, I kind of fucked up. And they want to go back and extend the olive branch. And in some cases, it works. And in some cases, it don't. It's just the reality that we live with, man. But I think for me, and just this search of enlightenment and happiness, has part of it has been reaching out to people. But I also know that, hey, if they don't want to talk to me, they don't want to talk to me. I can't make them. You know, I can't make them want to have a connection. It's on them. You know, I let them know, hey, this is where I stand. And if you don't want to go there with me, cool. If not, cool. No problem. Because I'm enjoying life as is. But I think it makes it better. Or it's like, you know, I always talk about this. It's like life is great already, but it's more of like adding the cherries on top. It's not, no regrets, no doubts about any decisions I made, to be honest with you. Even though, you know, and I was talking about that as well with a friend of mine. And I know he has some doubts about some decisions that he's made. And I reiterate, it's, hey, you know, the one thing about it, man, you can't think that way about what things could have been, because I really feel that if you would have, let's just say basketball and sports, if you would have just gone that route, the route that you thought you should have gone, there's no guarantee that would have happened, because God forbid you get in a car accident. God forbid, you know, you would have knocked somebody up. You would have been arrested. Something would have happened along the way that would have also impeded your growth to that vision. So while we are aware, and it's good to have hypotheticals and talk about them and think about them, I think at the end you have to be grateful for the path that you're currently walking and make the best of it, man. Make the best of that hand. And I'm just go back to that moment with Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas, former rivals that hated each other, that had a disconnect and have buried a hatchet. And I thought that was very beautiful, because that's what life's about. It's about being better. It's about being good and admitting when you're at fault. And when you admit you're at fault and you let those people you hurt, it just kind of allows you to have this pressure off you to say, okay, I'm at peace. Whether it's a desired outcome or not, at the end, you stated your feelings and it's up to the person to accept it or not. And that's life.
You left a bad blood on the court for the most part, but not with Laimbeer. You never really ever liked Laimbeer in any social situation.
No, it's because he was a dirty player. Right. Now, he had to do what he had to do. I understand that. But you take, like, Ricky Mahorn, he'd hit you and all that. But he'd hit you, you know you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
But he didn't try to maim you.
Right.
Bill tried to hurt you.
Right.
You know, he was one of them guys, you shoot a jumper, he'd try to slide his foot underneath your ankle so you twist your ankle. And that's why Parrish
always
went
down. Did he really used to do that?
If you watch any of our old games, Parrish was always twisting his ankle against the Pistons. So one time I shot a jumper and Laimbeer did it to me, and I stepped on his foot, but I stepped on a high, I didn't twist my ankle. I don't know, a quarter or two later, he was shooting that jumper. I slid mine on there. That's the last time he ever did it.
Really?
Yeah. He had to play the way he had to play, and we all understood that. But if you carry it too far, you carry it over the line, you got to protect yourself.